Jonathan Bethany uses his experiences in West Africa and other places to bring the ancient art of bread making to Washington, D.C. His bakery, Selu, is different from most bakeries around the country. Bakers there grind whole grains in their own mill. They also buy their grains from local farmers. More than 15 years ago, Bethany visited Senegal to learn West African drumming. During his time living in a small desert village, he became interested in working with local farmers. He wanted to help local people who were struggling to get enough food. When he came back to the U.S., Bethany began working in restaurants and discovered a love for baking. Later, Bethany started working for the Washington State University's Bread Lab. There, he developed new ways of using many kinds of locally grown wheat without wasting any of their components. For Bethany, having his own bakery was the next step in using the skills he had learned and developed over many years. In November, he opened his bakery and called it Selu, which means eagle in the West African language of Mandinka. At Selu, it is important to use local ingredients. They get all of their grain fresh from local farmers. Bethany uses about 20 different kinds of organic grains in making his bread. He said, "We use several varieties of wheat alone and about three different ryes. Our mission here is to use what we call underutilized grains, which is important to grow in the organic system." Bethany adds that a lot of the soil in the area has been damaged from growing tobacco. He said growing millet helps bring life back to the soil. Bethany is one of only a small number of bakers around the United States who mill their grains on site, meaning at the bakery. This has caught the attention of food and environment reporter Sam Fromarts, who has written a book about bread called In Search of the Perfect Loaf. He says knowing how to mill and knowing which grains to use is what gives each kind of bread its individual taste and feel. Fromart said, "When you start baking with grains from particular farmers, the grains will be different in each farm. So, Jonathan, in a sense, is adjusting each batch of grain that he mills. So he's kind of mixing and matching and playing with his ingredients." He said that Bethany is part of a developing movement in the American food industry. More bakers are returning to old food ways by trying to bake with whole grains. 100% organic whole grain is not only for making bread. Selu also makes pastries using whole grains. Bethany said his work is easy because he surrounds himself with like-minded people, like his pastry chef, Charbel Abrash. But Bethany said Selu would not work without the support of his business partner and wife, Jessica Aziz. Selu's baked products are rich in natural minerals and vitamins, but the taste is what brings people back to the store. This makes Bethany happy because he wants people to eat food that is healthy for them, but still enjoyable. When you're going to a pastry shop or a bakery, there is excitement. I don't want to take away any of this experience, Bethany said. I'm Phil Dierking.